the Children's Saturday School, does that happen at the Children's Centre at Widden?
It used to be at the Widden School, but they moved to grammar school, St. Thomas Ridge in Longleves, I think, because it was more language school as well. They've got better, I think it was more better equipment as well at school. But we've got Polish nursery at the moment at the Lighthouse in Gloucester, and it's quite a welcome attend nursery with Polish children who learn both languages, English and Polish as well.
Great. Is that a cultural school as well, or is it just mainly kind of language?
I think at Polish Saturday School, the main aim was always to bring some social skills in both languages. I mean, mainly in Polish, but as well in English, that they feel more confident in new country, to develop their social skills and feel a bit emotional better then. It's very important for your children to feel welcomed and really get support when they're moving to other country, because it's something new, something really frightened as well. I think a lot of children moving to England, just for them was a bit shock as well, because they went to school, they couldn't speak a language, or they didn't make friends. But now, of course, change, because you know, you can see now children bilingual in both languages, and they pick up so quick, and you've got English, they've got English friends and Polish friends and Asian friends, and it's fantastic, I think.
That's one of the great things about school, I suppose, that you have all of the different children kind of mixing together, learning from each other, playing together, and really kind of, yeah, being friends amongst all the different communities.
Oh yeah, this is fantastic. I mean, you know, if you look at the children, how they will grow later on, and I think as adults they wouldn't see any difference between themselves. I think they will treat just different children from different background just as normal. I think this is the I think new generation of just multicultural experience.